I never thought that those 30 seconds would last a whole year, that he would remember my problems, that he would remember my business by name, by the way. So, yeah, just telling him my story was very important, and he heard it.
The Small Business Rundown is the official podcast of the National Federation of Independent Business, the member-driven voice of small business. NFIB and our members advocate to keep America's small businesses strong and independent in Washington, D.C., all 50 states, and the nation's courts.
Welcome to the Small Business Rundown, a biweekly podcast with information on independent businesses' victories and challenges in Washington, D.C. and state capitals. I'm Adam Temple, NFIB Senior Vice President of Advocacy, and today we're featuring an NFIB member to share her small business story and the power of one voice. Joining us is small business owner and NFIB member Claudia Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, based out of College Station, Texas. Claudia, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Adam. Glad to be here with you today.
We're happy to have you. Claudia, to start, can you tell us a little bit about your business and how you first started it?
Sure. In 1990, me and my husband wanted to settle down and really were ready to start a small business. My husband's mother had a very small flooring store, and she had been offering it to us. And so at that time, we decided to take on the challenge, and little did we know what we were going to be facing. So it's been a great opportunity, but it's full of challenges, that's for sure.
At the federal level, Claudia, you've had the opportunity to meet with both of your U.S. senators, Senators Cornyn and Senators Cruz. Starting with Senator Cornyn, what was that experience like, and why was that and so impactful for you?
Well, just by being a member of NFIB, I was invited to a small business roundtable at another small business in College Station. Senator Cornyn was there to talk about all the challenges that small businesses were facing and what worried all of us small business owners. At that time, he went around the table and many people spoke about different things, such as tax relief in different situations. My biggest concern at the time was being able to provide health insurance for my employees. Mm-hmm. We're a very small company, but I always felt that if my employees were healthy and well taken care of, I would have a successful business. That was my major concern, and Senator Cornyn was very receptive to this. I made my voice heard in possibly 30 seconds, not more than a minute, but soon after, I was very surprised that a year later, when I was hearing Senator Cornyn talk, I heard him talk about me and my business. So that was very impactful. I never thought that those 30 seconds would last a whole year, that he would remember my problems, that he would remember my business by name, by the way. So, yeah, just telling him my story was very important, and he heard it.
Yes, your story clearly stuck with him. You've also met with Senator Cruz. Can you tell us a little bit more about that meeting?
This was in one of the fly-ins in Washington, and we had the Texas delegation go in and talk to him. And again, he went around the table, but he was very approachable, and he was ready to listen to all of us. He heard all our concerns there. One of my concerns was at the time the tax laws. As a small business owner, we don't even understand the tax law. It's so complicated. And we were talking about that, and he could relate to what we were going through. It was really good. I felt like he really heard us. Each one of us had a story to tell. And as you know, stories really stick to people, explain our issues better.
I agree. And you've also visited the state capitol and met with Governor Abbott. Can you tell us a little bit more about that meeting?
Oh, yes. That meeting was great. We were able to meet with Governor Abbott and discuss with him different concerns we had. One of them was the property tax relief and inventory tax for us small business owners. Also, we had been fighting with the fact that some local ordinances were made by municipal governments here in Texas and trying to dictate some labor laws that really, really hurt us employers, cause a lot of confusion and a lot of work for us. So we were able to talk to him about those subjects, and he was really receptive. It was just like a friendly meeting that we had with him, and it was a great time to explain to him how we felt.
Earlier, you mentioned your involvement in NFIB's DC fly-in, which is obviously another great way that members get involved. Claudia, what makes fly-in a unique opportunity for small business owners?
When I was a new member with NFIB, I never realized that my voice was really going to be heard. When I went to the fly-in, I didn't know what to expect. I felt like I wasn't a good communicator. I felt I didn't know how to tell my story. So the first thing that happened the first day of the fly-in, we had a class on how to get our story across, how to communicate it better to our legislators, our congressmen, and women. And so that was really enlightening to me, and it really helped me. So the next day when we were able to meet with them, we were doing it in a better way, more effective way. We were shown how to do it, how to tell our stories, how to be clear about our stories, you know. And so that was a great thing for me, participating in that advocacy class.
And clearly, as you mentioned earlier about Senator Cornyn, the story is what made such a big difference, and it's something that he remembered. And what other ways does NFIB help you speak out and tell your story on the issues that matter most to you and the success of small businesses?
Yes, the NFIB has a very robust website. And in that website, and also through emails, we're able to cast ballots in our vote on a lot of subjects. And that way we can communicate better with our legislators at a federal level and at a state level. And so that is another way, not only through the fly-in or during our state visit, we can definitely do it over an email or online. Also, just being able to participate and network with other business owners, it's really great because at that point, you're not really talking politics. You're talking about all different subjects that are important for Republican or Democrat business owners. We forget which side of the aisle we're going to vote for. At that moment, we're all one and we fight for the same cause, and that is small business.
That's a great point. Before we go, Claudia, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just wanted to add that for those that don't participate in the fly-in, I would strongly suggest doing it. Your voice counts. I know as business owners, we're wearing multiple hats. We have different problems today. I feel like more than ever, just last night I didn't sleep thinking about all the problems and the challenges we're facing today. But you can do something about it. You can go and advocate for small business, fight for our cause. Let your story be heard because we can make a difference. Just like when I talked to Senator Cornyn or Senator Cruz or our governor here, they did hear my voice and they remembered it. So it takes more than one person, but we can all make a difference.
Well put. And Claudia, thank you for taking the time to join us on the Small Business Rundown.
Well, thank you, Adam. And thanks for everybody listening. And don't forget to participate. Let your voice be heard. It is important.
These are all great examples of how one voice can make an impact at both the federal and the state level. In today's show notes, we'll have links where you can take action on some of the issues that Claudia and I discussed. We want to continue to highlight NFIB members who are advocating on behalf of small businesses. Reach out to your state director if you're interested in participating in a future podcast episode. We'll be answering questions from our listeners regarding these topics, so if there's anything you'd like us to answer, send us an email at podcast@nfib.org. We always look forward to hearing from you. And now, I'd like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us on today's Small Business Rundown. We'll be back every 2 weeks bringing you news and analysis from Washington, D.C. and state capitals so that you, whether you're a business owner or a supporter of one, can continue to blaze a trail.
The Small Business Rundown is brought to you by NFIB, the voice of small business. You can find us at nfib.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.